Matt, I thought Matt played well. Gibbs, well, he did a nice job leading us down for a tying touchdown, a two-point play. It was nice to see. Yeah, he was terrific. I thought he played very well. And we got some good pressure on the quarterback. He was a large part of that. I know he ended up with a couple of sacks and a couple other hurries. And he's really, very stout in the run game as well. So, good performance. Yeah, that was tough. That was a tough break for us. I think that's the only, major thing that occurred tonight. Really unfortunate. He was having a great camp for us and really, playing well for us. Good young man. He'll bounce back, but obviously that's a big setback.
What have you seen from Austin Howard so far this summer?
He's a pro. I mean, this guy's, gotten better, we feel like, throughout camp. So, he'll be called on for a much bigger role than it might have been had Menelik stayed healthy. But that's, part of why you have, depth and competition. And, we'll count on him to play a big role for us.
Zach, how do you feel about your entire defensive line? You've got three chips, you've got four sacks, that's something that people hopefully
used
to see?
Yeah, we expect to play, feel like our front is going to be pretty stout. We're some lapses there at the end. We need to see the tape on that. But I thought early in the game, I thought they were rugged. I thought we did a good job clogging running lanes. We did a good job clogging passing lanes as well, knocking the ball down and sacking the quarterback. So it was, defense played really outstanding football, in particular in the first half. And, we provided a real short field for the offense. I think we had average drive start right around the 50. We were getting our opportunities, knocking on the door. We'd like to obviously close the deal there. We don't want to end up 1-for-5, 1-for-6, whatever it was in third in red zone. But defensively, we give ourselves a lot of opportunities there. Getting turnovers and getting big stops.
Did you get to see the chemistry you wanted between your quarterback and Cooper?
Yeah, I think we've seen. Glimpses of that being pretty good. I think there are, other examples in the passing game where we're gonna get better. The timing's gonna improve, and we're gonna get better. But you can see certainly you're seeing glimpses of a very bright future. Yeah, I think that's one. From my vantage point, the play kind of started breaking down, and I think he just tried to keep it alive. He knew that was his last series regardless. I don't know if that played into the decision to go ahead and put it in play there. But, really we're better off with him just dumping that ball and moving on to the next play.
For your view, how does Khalil down?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, the number of times that he's going to drop. We'll still drop him some, but the number of times, he's going to go forward and rush and disrupt in the backfield, in the run game, and in the pass game. I just feel like that's one of the strengths that he brings.
You mentioned the difficulty of finishing. Did you think about going for any of those fourth downs?
Yeah, I mean, look, we went ahead and took points. We went ahead and took points. The kicker got a lot of work. I've been an aggressive person when it comes to fourth down calls, so it's not out of the question with me. But tonight, played it the way it felt right.
What went into the Jonathan Allen?
The which?
Jonathan Allen.
What about it?
What went into that decision? Right?
We didn't think he was going to be a good fit for us, so we moved on. So he was given an opportunity to go somewhere else and play somewhere else. I'll have to see it. I think he showed up early, got around the quarterback. I thought late, he continued to play and get some experience and playing time. And I thought I saw a couple situations where he's going to do better. You know, he's strong. He's a strong guy. He can be a real anchor point for us. And I think sometimes he gets a little narrow and gets inconsistent with his technique. But, you know, I saw a couple of flashes that are pretty good, and I saw a couple of examples that I think he'll do better.
Coach, what did you see out of the run game in the first half?
Our run game?
Yeah.
I didn't see anything from our run game. No, we didn't run it tonight very well. We expect to run it better. I told our team tonight after the game, you know, we're going to run the ball better than that. We have to. We will. But you know, we didn't get it done tonight. So that's definitely an area. You know, we'll go back and say, hey, you know, these are the things that we did tonight, that where we broke down, where it wasn't good enough, and we'll make the corrections and move on. And we'll look at, you know, everything. But you know, clearly when they're nailing you behind the line as many times they hit us tonight, not a good night in the run game. I think for either side, I don't think they ran it very well either. You know, so. But we'll expect to run it better than that for sure.
Coach, did you game plan for this as you look for a contest?
Nah, this is the time of year where you're looking like the procedure is very similar, but we didn't approach it like that. You know, there's always getting familiar with the opponent, so you know we definitely did that. And but in terms of you know, really putting everything together for that, no.
So much about his scheme too, as well. That's all I asked.
Right. No question. But I'm not gonna hide behind that one. You know, regardless of what we're doing scheme wise, you know, we need to block. Our combination blocks weren't as good. We weren't getting a lot of movement, and they're a good front. I mean, they are a good front, so, and we're a good front. So I don't think either team ran it the way they'd like to.
Mark, thank you, guys.
Thank you.